Hello and welcome back to Talk for Tuesday. Today we're talking about Easter traditions before half term. Okay, so first of all, how much chocolate do you get on Easter? Just saying, like, chocolate is anything.
I used to get a lot more when I was little, but now
yeah.
I only get, like...
Yeah, it's sad that you get all
the... I only get, like, loads of, like, little mini egg type things.
Yeah,
like in pink wrappers.
I always get
just
like
to clarify, I do not like mini eggs. Haters come for me, I hate them.
No, it's not like mini eggs, it's like pure chocolate.
Yeah, okay.
Sometimes I get
10
Easter eggs.
Bruh,
I wish.
Sometimes I
see, it's sad when you get an order because you don't get as much.
Yeah.
So, talk about traditions. I'm going to start with visiting family because every single time at Easter we go to my nan's house. And then we obviously, like, exchange, like, chocolate bars and stuff, because why not? And then we talk about, like, past Easter, and we just, like, have conversation and hang out and stuff. It's cool, especially when you've got, like, younger cousins and that, because they're always hyper, because it's Easter, Easter the bunny this, egg hunting this, all that
it's
stuff.
It's boss, because I just go with my sisters, because I don't have any cousins or anything, and then me and my sisters just get spoiled, and it's boss when we go to my nan's. So, like, I don't have to deal with
nan's are the ultimate amazing.
Yeah. No slander on nanny ag.
Okay. Where did Easter stem from?
Christianity.
Jesus died on the cross.
Yeah. That's
kind
of sad on Jesus' part.
So a lot of Easter is to do with religion, and I think people forget that a lot of times, don't they?
Oh, I don't.
Well, people have replaced Jesus with the Easter bunny. You think of Easter, you think...
Easter bunny,
I'm going to get chocolate.
But, like, that's more for people who aren't Christian, I'm sure.
No, that's just people in general.
No, because I know my nan's a strong, like, Christian. So, like, she believes in all the Jesus stuff, but my cousins aren't raised in a religion. So they believe in the Easter bunny aspect. So I know you're saying it's not based on the, like, but, like, in some parts of our family, it is based off religion. In other parts, it's not. It just depends on how you're raised.
Not that religious, to be honest. I've never been raised with a religion, and neither has my mum or dad, so I've never had to really think about stuff like that. So it's just been, like, the more fun side of it.
Okay, so on Easter, we all do, like, egg hunts and stuff, blah, blah, blah. But I want your opinions on people that get, like, clothed money on Easter and stuff, because... In my opinion, like, Easter, when we were little, like, it's traditional chocolate. From chocolate.
Yeah,
so I don't understand why people get money, go for fancy meals and clothes.
I'll have to ask my dad that question.
I have allergies, so...
Like, and whose fault is that?
Not
mine.
No,
but you can get dairy free chocolate and stuff like that.
Yeah,
but it's a lot harder to find. It's easier to just throw money in a card, isn't it? Like, instead of...
I suppose. I think getting new clothes, so that's a bit unnecessary.
It's because I know a lot of people in our classes... You, like, eat chocolate pretty much, like, every day, and yet you get clothes and money for Easter. Like, in my opinion, it's just not the way we do things in our family.
No, neither. Yeah, no. It's, like, it's always been, like, just chocolate and
nothing else. Do we know why, originally, I'm just going back to the religion thing, why we have gifts and things like that? What was it part of? It wasn't because Jesus died. It was because
it was
he won. Yeah, like a rebirth. Okay, so a lot of people,
when
it comes
to day hope.
Yeah, so
he was reborn. So that's like all the animals came out to hibernation, all that stuff.
So Easter's to do with rebirth, isn't it? Okay, so everything that's traditionally springtime.
That's why adult baptisms usually happen on Easter.
Yeah, go on then.
Is that where the egg comes from? Because obviously,
Yeah.
Can I get your opinions on something? Easter bonnets.
I love them.
We used to have little competitions in primary school.
Never made them.
Hold on, got a question.
What are Easter bonnets?
It's like a kind of hat.
But like a sun hat almost, and you decorate it.
You decorate it.
Yeah, with the little the fairy chickens.
You decorate them. They're really
I helped my dad
once made one, but he made me the wrong type of bonnet.
At least they tried.
My sisters always
do stuff like that. Like, I remember last year, because my sisters are getting old now, they're about 10, so they're going to stop believing soon. And I made, like, little Easter cards off the Easter bunny, because, like, I want to make sure they believe as long as possible.
Yeah. That's cute.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. So, on Easter, I know a lot of people decorate and stuff. Like one of my mum's work friends, she gets her Christmas tree out and decorates with Easter decorations.
Mm-hmm. My auntie just has
because like she just has a plain green tree, so like she makes it like an Easter tree of sorts.
Yeah.
And then my aunties, they make like paper trees and hang them in on the tree in their garden and stuff.
Oh, I like that idea. That's
so like
cute.
It makes like decorations and stuff.
It's never been that big of a deal.
It's not been family. Like that for us though in my house.
Yeah.
Like we wake up Easter morning.
We'll just get like
get a
little
of chocolate and go
foam
hands.
Easter
yeah,
buckets.
Same.
So I know last weekend I helped my cousin make his Easter bonnet and he had like little like material eggs and we sat there for like hours colouring them in. It was funny.
Happy Easter and we'll see you after Easter.
Yeah.
Bye.
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 Bye.